If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Yeah, always kicking off the week with some good news I think we especially needed here in Quebec this week. So Andy, why don't you start and tell us something good?
Well, we've all seen stories about car crashes and random people saving strangers' lives, but the lives in this story are a little bit different. A 50-year-old Chicago man, his name's Robert King, was driving home from work the night before Easter, so this happened last weekend, and he saw a van that had just been T-boned at a stoplight. So he pulled over to see if the people were okay. They were, but they still asked if he could give them a ride to the hospital. And here's why. So it turned out the van was a medical van. And inside the vehicle, they were delivering three organs to a nearby hospital for two different transplant patients. So they had to get a bunch of boxes containing a liver, kidney, and a pancreas to the hospital as soon as possible. You know how these things work. You know, they're not, these organs aren't just sitting around on shelves. They need to be used right away.
Of course.
So Robert told them, jump in, drove them the rest of the way, and he helped save two people's lives. The liver went to one patient, and the kidney and the pancreas went to another. The hospital gave him an award, and he just said he's a big believer in the golden rule to treat people the way you want to be treated.
That's cool. Amazing.
Yeah.
That is really good news.
Good for him.
He really delivered.
Well done.
Oh, that was bad.
So earlier this morning, we were talking about why Monday mornings are so despised. And the good news is that billionaires aren't even exempt from this.
Okay.
So Mark Zuckerberg over the weekend shared an Instagram post saying how being a mom is very hard. And since they've had kids, his wife Priscilla has had a very hard time sleeping throughout the night. She'll wake up, check.
Why doesn't she have 12 nannies?
Well, that's, she's down
to loaded.
Earth. She's just a regular mom.
She's down to earth. She has six.
So she wakes up throughout the night and she always stresses when she has to look at her phone. It sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people go through that. So what do you do to help your wife sleep when money is no object? Well, you build a glowing wooden box that helps you sleep throughout the night. So this is what he did for his wife.
A glowing wooden box.
A glowing wooden box. So it's known as a sleep box. It's this invention they came up with, and it emits a very faint light between 6 and 7 a.m. So when it's illuminated, you know that your kids are about to wake up. It's kind of like a snooze.
Okay.
But you don't have to check your phone, and you don't know exactly what time it is. And the light is visible enough so that you can see it, but it's not light enough so that it can keep you up at night. And so it's working for her.
Really?
And the good news is that if you want to profit off of this, you can. He shared the creation on Instagram, so anyone, any entrepreneur that wants to like start selling it can.
Here's the thing, though. I think it already exists. I think I have one.
Yeah,
I do.
So it's something similar.
I do. I have an alarm that wakes me up with as the sun rises, like with this LED light.
Well,
so now,
yeah, there's no patent on this, so I'm pretty sure it's easily. But
good.
Still, I mean.
Anyway, for Mark Zuckerberg to get richer,
right. Even
if it already exists.
Yeah, that's the good news. The multi-billionaires are happier. Great.
Sharing the wealth.
All right. The right smell can change your mood for better or for worse as well. So these are the top scents that have been proven to boost our moods, and it's actually different for both men and women, okay? So if you're waking up this morning and you're feeling like the Mondays a little bit, maybe just take a whiff of one of these things. So for women, the top five mood-boosting scents are flowers, followed by the seaside. Everybody loves the smell of the sea. We can't exactly get to the seaside here, though. Clean sheets in at number three.
Oh, yes.
Followed by freshly baked bread. And this was the number one scent boosting mood boosting scent for women, and this is an easy one. It was lemon. 34% of women were in a better mood after they smelled lemon. So just grab some from your fridge or use an essential oil. Now the smells were a little bit different for men, and there is a theme here. Okay, for
let me guess, food, coffee, beer.
Just let me finish. For men, the seaside was in at number five, followed by fish and chips in at number four.
Fish and chips.
So
is this a British survey,
ladies? If you want to attract men, you just have to smell like fish and chips. Coffee in at number three. It's an easy one to wake up to. Freshly baked bread, again, in at number two. Yeah. And the number one mood-boosting scent for a man was sizzling bacon.
Of course.
19% of men said that bacon made them in a better mood.
Yeah, agreed.
So, throw some bacon on, throw some coffee on, smell some lemon, and you're going to have a good Monday, okay?
I'm going to start frying some fish in the morning. Start my day off right.
That's awful.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Do you believe in mediums? You can text us at 92925. I convinced all of us to go see a medium, and we're about to see how it all went down. So I'm a huge fan of mediums. I think like every career and every person out there, there can be some bad ones as well. And there can be some fake ones, unfortunately. But I think there are some great, legit mediums as well. And I convinced you guys to go and see our friend Paul the Medium.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Look, I'm generally very skeptical when it comes to these types of things, and only because, I mean, it's impossible to predict the future, or you'd have a tough time convincing someone that you can see into the future, because you have all these, like, hypothetical scenarios. Well, if you could see the future, why not just pick the lottery numbers?
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Not just, you know? So I have a tough time, like intellectually kind of conceiving of it. But then again, I do believe in energies and I do believe in some sort of a higher power.
I think you believe more in it than you're letting on, because you've drove like out of your own goodwill. I remember last year you drove far to go see a different medium as well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Like you want to indulge yourself.
Here's the thing too, when you talk about predicting the future and if you can't see certain things, why can you see some things? But we have like many, like that happens in science as well. Think about prescriptions that they say like this will cure this. There's people it won't cure. And nobody says I don't believe in science anymore then.
Right.
That's a good point.
Okay, see, you're working your magic here. I see what you're
That's
doing.
That's a good point. And Andy, you're skeptical.
Yeah, probably more so than Sam, I would say. Like Sam says, if you can see the future, then why don't you pick the lottery numbers? Why don't you tell people about, disasters
to avoid? Did you just hear what I said about the prescriptions, though?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to get into a big debate over science and mediums and all that sort of stuff. I mean, you can prove... science, you know what I mean? There, you can actually prove science where
until they can't.
Well, okay, until they can't, but I think that's a blanket statement to say. But until they can't, they can.
But if they prove like a prescription, like I said, cures a certain disease, they've proven it. Science says yes, and then it doesn't cure someone's disease, but we don't stop believing in science.
Yeah, but I think that's just like one example. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think over the course of long term, if you can prove something more often than not, right? Then you're going to go with that. You know what I mean?
There are so many unknowns, and I think that's sort of what piques our curiosity, because we deep down, we do want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and find ways to convince ourselves.
So what kind of questions were you going in there, like wanting to know the answer to?
Well, I mean, most importantly, I wanted to know if I'm with the right person in life. You know, I've been with my girlfriend now for almost 5 years.
I could have told you that.
I know. But I wanted to hear from someone like a third party.
Okay, so you wanted to know about your relationship.
I wanted to know if we're solid, if this is the one that I'm meant to spend the rest of my life with. And we've also started talking about maybe having a family, starting a family. And so that was definitely one of the first questions out of the gate is, do you see that in our future?
And he was able to answer that?
He was, with certainty, he was able to answer that.
Okay. I'm excited. So we are joined by our friend, Paul the Medium. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
So we've had Paul on the show before. He's a good friend of ours. And if you want to check him out, he's amazing. His website is www.thsguru.com. Okay, so Paul, Sam mentioned that he was a bit of a skeptic before he came in to see you, but you said some things that undeniably there's no way you could have known. Is this a common thing when people come in for appointments with you?
Yeah, I have a lot of people that come in that are skeptical, and when they leave, they have a really different perception on life.
He's the real deal.
Right. So we're about to dive into the details. Sam, are you sure you're ready for this?
Oh, God.
There were some things that he said that really, really stuck out at me. And first off was just a family, how he sees my girlfriend and I forging ahead.
How do you see Josie and Sam? How do you see the relationship, Paul?
They have a great chemistry between each other, and they both want to always help each other. And for me, when I'm looking at them, they are old souls, right, and their bond from past lives solidify who they are today.
Did you ask about babies, Sam? Did you ask if there was a baby in the future?
Well, he had mentioned family, and I said that, you know, we were considering starting to try to conceive, to have a family, and he said he got goosebumps right away from head to toe.
Wow.
He said there's no doubt in his mind that a baby girl is on the way.
Whoa. Yeah? Is that true, Paul?
When I get goosebumps when I'm getting a reading, it means that I'm on the right track. I'm on the path. And it's spirit telling me that whatever I'm saying is specifically for that person in front of me. I started seeing a girl around Sam, and I was like, wow, and this is going to happen for them.
A baby girl. Is Sam going to be a good father?
Yeah, he's going to be an amazing father.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for a boy, but I'll take any honey.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to be picky.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so good to know. I know you guys want a baby, so I'm really happy that there's a baby girl on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like a very specific health issue, even though Sam acts like he is a physical genius. Yeah, just
specimen.
Acts like he has,
I'm a model being,
a specimen of a human being. But you kind of like were able to call out one like very specific issue he's dealing with, right, Paul?
When somebody's in front of me, I do what I call a body scan. And what I start picking up on is little ailments within your body. And I picked up on your C2 disc in your neck. It would be a bit fragile over there.
What's really funny is that a couple years ago, I had started to see a chiropractor here in Montreal, mm-hmm. and I had x-rays done for the first time ever. And it turns out that the only vertebra that was out of sync, like out of whack, that was a bit crooked, was my C2.
Whoa.
Okay, wow. Okay,
and you would have had no way of knowing it. I didn't post it anywhere. I never mentioned it on air.
I didn't know that. Right? I didn't know the C2 specifically. Right? Wow.
And the last thing you mentioned, which again was very, very in line with what I was planning coming up in the next year or so, is that you were recommending that my girlfriend and I go on a spiritual journey together in order to better discover ourselves before we sort of introduce a family.
Everybody has stress in their life. Everybody has their own stresses. And when you move from one energy to another energy, well, then whatever you want to kind of accomplish becomes more conducive, becomes more easier. Mm-hmm. And that's what I saw for both of you. And that was what I was calling out in your energy. Let's say you're a couple and you decide to take this type of spiritual journey. Well, it really changes the way you see life. It really changes, again, your energy inside. And you come back with a different perspective.
So again, so he was mentioning this, and in the back of my mind, I'm saying to myself, yeah, Josie and I are planning a trip to Israel
Wow. For
this exact reason.
Nice.
And my plan, which is not so secretive now, was to actually have a ceremony and get married on a very like spiritual site in Israel. Mm-hmm. And so hearing this really reaffirmed...
Paul, did you tell her that she was going to turn down his proposal?
No.
We didn't have time for that.
Amazing. Wow, that's so cool. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for opening up, Sam.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Paul.
We will continue with Medium Monday coming up next Monday. Same place, same time. We'll delve into Andy's life there.
Uh-huh.
And thank you so much, Paul, for joining us again. His website is thsguru.com.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're a changed man, Sam.
I am. Yeah. I see the light.
Have you started naming the baby girl yet?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. It's because like there are things that just seem like they could be gray areas or would be simple enough to guess. But then there's those things, like you said, the C2 disc in your back, which nobody here knew anything about. You've never mentioned that.
Can't explain that.
You can't
explain
that. Yeah. Very cool. All right.
It's good.
I'm excited.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right. Who is the worst snorer in your house? You can text us at 92925. Is it a kid? Is it a man? Is it a female? We want to know what you think. For a new study on snoring, they surveyed people asking them to assess their own snoring, and then they observed them over the night to see if what they said was true or
right.
not. Mm-hmm. 88% of the women snored and only 72% of the men snored, first
wow.
of all.
So, well.
They're saying that women snore more than men. Men said they snored more than they actually did, and for the women, it was the opposite. Women tended to underreport the fact that they snore and just how loud their snoring is, and they concluded that there's no difference in snoring intensity between men and women, despite the fact that the women that they surveyed were generally smaller than the men. So a lot of the women mm-hmm. were right. tinier, but made a lot more noise when they were sleeping than the men did.
Well, I think that's, you know, the men probably said that they snored because for their whole life they've been told that they snore.
True. I mean,
and for the women, it's probably been told the opposite. They've probably been told that they don't snore, or just maybe the men snore or are sleeping and they don't hear the women snoring, so they didn't even know.
I don't know. I think we've just been raised to like believe that men are the worst when it comes to snoring. Like mm-hmm. my grandfather, everybody, like, you know, we always saw it that way.
Well, when I go to sleep after a few beers, it's like a guaranteed snore, but normally I'm okay. I keep nagging my girlfriend because she's a much louder snorer
really,
than
though?
I am.
But how do you know?
Because I wake up from it.
She
sleeps through it.
But how do you know that? You don't know what you sound like when you sleep, right?
Oh,
like, you'd have to be part of this sleep study.
No, she lets me know every time I snore and how loud it is. And I can safely say that she snores more than I. But she doesn't do anything to help, like, mitigate it.
Such as?
Such as breathe right strips. And they even came out with, like, mouth strips now. You can have, like, nose strips and mouth strips to keep your lips together.
Oh, really?
Man, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Seems so, like a bit much.
I always used to think it was people laying on their back that snored. So when I would wake up from someone snoring, I'd be like, flip over. Get up, flip over on your side, or flip over on your stomach.
Just my
kick them.
Yeah, that's what my girlfriend says. Just toss me over. I'm like, I can't
turn her
manipulate
over.
You when you're asleep.
Yes, you
bad.
Can.
No, just do it. You can do it.
All right, and you've actually recorded Kelly. Does she know that you've recorded her snoring?
Well, this is the thing. We've had this argument for so long that one day I decided, you know what? I'm going to prove how loud and bad of a snorer you are.
Oh, God.
So she does know that I have this recording. Whether she knew I was going to play it on the radio or not,
it's
a different question.
Shoot first, ask questions last.
It's the
not
meanest
creepy
thing.
At all.
This is the meanest thing. Yeah, she's got a good little snore happening.
It's like a groan.
Sounds more like a moan.
I know, it's like
there is a bit of a moan.
It's this weird groaning, moaning sound. And the problem is she's so stubborn when she's... I kick her all the time. She doesn't move or she'll just get back into the same position that she was in before.
She was probably really exhausted. You know when you're really tired and you first are starting to like pass out and sometimes you can hear yourself?
Yeah.
Because you said she doesn't snore all the time, right?
No, she doesn't snore all the time. I don't really know what brings on her snoring, but it's just... It's not loud. It's not like, you know, a chainsaw like one of our texters, but it's this groaning, moaning sound that it sounds like she's awake but she's not.
It's
sounds
just
like she's
the cutest snore I've ever
it's
heard.
It's not at 2 a.m. There's nothing cute about it.
It wakes you up. It'll actually wake you up.
It totally wakes me up. It wakes me wide awake. Yeah.
All right. Well, you won't have to worry tonight because you're gonna want to sleep with one eye open after she finds out you played that on the radio.
First,
so
the first text we got, she's gonna kill you.
Exactly. Don't worry about getting any sleep tonight, Andy.
Oh, nightmares.
It doesn't make me feel that great. That's
Roll over.
I gotta be honest.
Roll over.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.